Thank you, Chair. First, I'd like to just welcome the colleagues that were introduced today for their first plenary. So we look forward to working with you and welcome. Chair, we respect that every state has a right to express reservations in this body. Indeed, a number of countries around the room have done exactly that in the past and including this year. That said, the United States also respects the procedures of this body and the rotation of its presidencies. We work constructively with all presidencies at the appropriate level determined by our capital. And as everyone knows, we did this during the course of the 2024 CD session, despite significant bilateral geopolitical concerns. It is regrettable, based on the comments heard today, that others are not prepared to take this approach. In our view, one of the key achievements of this year's session was the smooth and professional functioning of the P6+2, albeit in a well-known and exceptionally difficult period of global tension. The situation in the Middle East is alarming, and my government is directly involved in pressing for and conducting the intensive diplomacy to achieve a ceasefire and the unhindered distribution of aid on which nearly every Palestinian civilian relies. Israel has a right to defend itself, and it is unfortunate that no delegation speaking today has acknowledged or repudiated the savage attack on civilians by a terrorist organization 10 months ago. Right now, the path that the Middle East is on is toward more conflict, more violence, more suffering, and more insecurity. It is crucial to break that cycle, and that starts with the ceasefire that we've been working on. This is not only achievable, it has to be achieved. And then we must build on that ceasefire to have an end to the conflict in Gaza, to produce calm in the north between Israel and Lebanon, and to work on broader, more enduring peace and security. It's time for Hamas to release the hostages and bring relief to the people of Gaza under the deal now on the table. The goal here needs to be getting a ceasefire, getting hostages out, and getting more humanitarian assistance in. Chair, I'd like to ask for a clarification procedurally from the Secretariat, perhaps not at this session, but in a future session, about the suggestions some delegations have made about reservations on CD decisions. It is our understanding that the CD rules of procedure are that this body operates exclusively by consensus. I have not read in the rules of procedure any mechanics for reservations or dissociation, and so I'd be interested to hear from the Secretariat in a future session how they plan, or how we plan as a body to handle that. Thank you for the floor, Chair.